This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air taking on enemies foreign and domestic and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and airroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. A special shout-out tonight to my friends across the bay, CENTCOM. We got your six. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from California, where it's, I don't know if it's hotter than a firecracker or not, but it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Bonus night.
That's right.
They're out there. By the way, it's 78 degrees. Okay, thanks, guys. 78 degrees and partly cloudy right now here. And there was quite a bit of rain today in my travels. When I went down to Sarasota, it rained on me several times on the way down there, and then a couple times around Sarasota when I was driving around, I got rained on one side of town, then I got rained on the other side of town. So this is might have been, but I don't think so. It might have been part of what's coming our way. We aren't really going to get much of anything from Ida, thank God, as long as it stays where it's at. But for the people in New Orleans, oh, boy.
Yeah, we really are pulling for them this weekend, absolutely.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, Kyle, I'm going to go to the telephone line because we've got a caller on the phone right now. This is someone that we know. Now, let's see. I think tonight I'll give him a title again. He's the mayor from nowhere. Good morning, Ian.
The mayor of nowhere.
Okay, mayor of nowhere. Okay, that's all right. Go for it.
Yeah, I got some comments. I might make somebody mad, but oh well. Hey, I got news for you. Yeah, we, not me and you, we, the ruling class, the power that be.
Yep.
Yeah, they tired, they faltered, and they failed.
Uh-huh.
Yep, they sure did. And you know something else? With this thing with the cop that shot at Ashley Babbitt,
yeah,
they're parading him like he's a hero, right? They hid his identity for however long until they couldn't hide it anymore. Now they're covering for him. Hey, man, that's just the people that own this country, and it ain't you and me. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're happy. They're happy about that. They're telling us in a roundabout way what they want to do with us. You kill a Trump supporter. Let me put it more broadly. You kill anybody that's against the Washington regime, hey, you're a hero, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling us what they're telling us. They're basically celebrating it in the backhanded way. that he killed the Trump supporter. And I got one, other thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody, seriously, now, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not a pacifist, but why would anybody, why would you join the military now? You saw what this guy did to you? Listen, they cut and ran in Afghanistan. They left Americans there. I don't care how they spin this. They left Americans behind enemy lines. Anybody there right-minded, are you going to go out and join the military and fight for these creeps? They showed what they thought about us. They show every day.
Yep.
They showed what they did with Ashley Babbitt, and they showed what they did by leaving them people behind in Afghanistan. And, oh, by the way, they showed what they did when they left them behind in Saigon in 1975. They showed what they did when they sent guys like you and everybody to a meat grinder over there in Southeast Asia starting in 1965.
Yep.
They ignored Douglas MacArthur, and they wouldn't let us win that war in Vietnam. They're using you people for cannon fodders, and they're running this patriotism, false patriotism garbage to get you guys to stand up and salute the flag. But you don't see any of their kids going and fighting, do you?
No.
Meanwhile, they're behind you snickering and saying, look at these rubes. We've got these idiots to go fight our wars for us. And you guys buy it, hook, line, and sinker. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, I'll definitely stand up and say, God bless America. I'll gladly stand up and salute my flag. I'll gladly stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And if anybody tries to stop me, there's three words. Let's see. Four words over my dead body. So there you go.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, okay? And Ian threw a lot of stuff in there. If I was going to start out right now, today, and I wanted to join a group, and I was thinking about joining the Army, not everybody goes into combat, correct?
That's true.
For every frontline soldier that's out there, there's 10 or 11 people in the rear echelon backing them up. Now, that being said, I do believe I would join a group like Eric Prince's.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he is, right?
Who is that again?
The private contractor, Eric Prince, used to be Blackwater.
Right, okay, right.
I believe that's who I'd join and be his group.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, the thing is that we do have so many patriots, Captain, who have signed up to defend their country. We honor them. Absolutely.
All right, and hold that thought. And Dan the Man's on the line, so Dan the Man will pick you up when we come back from the break. Folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, and we'll have our Professor Emeritus on here in a minute, Dan the Man, and we're gonna have a little chat. All right, I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and Larry Elder's going to be in town on the 23rd of September, and he just might be here as the governor-elect of California, along with our governor, Ron DeSantis, and I'll be up on stage with both of them. Matter of fact, I do believe I'm the one that's going to be introducing the governor, from what I've been told. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends and Mike Lindell in particular at MyPillow.com. Remember, all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials button that's right there. That'll take you to a page where you'll see everything he's got on sale, which is just about everything he's got that he manufactures. And in order to get the insanely low prices with the deep discounts, you have to have a promo code. Well, that promo code is CAPTAIN. Promo code is CAPTAIN. So make sure that you get CAPTAIN. Use that as a promo code. And if you want to call and leave your name, your talk to a live person, the telephone number is 800-641-5459. All right, let's go back to the telephone lines, and let's see. We've got Kyle back on here. Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now let me bring the professor of emeritus in here, Dan the Man. Okay, Dan the Man, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a believer in the United States. As bad as it seems right now, I still believe in a brighter future for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Always have. I remember when South Vietnam fell. The pit we had in our gut lasted a long time.
15 years.
You got it. And I think that's what I just hope, the passion that we feel now about what was done lasts another year and a half, 15 months, 3 years and 5 months. I'm counting the days down.
Mm-hmm.
After I watched Biden yesterday on TV give that lousy speech, not take questions, it's coincidental that we hit the so-called planner of the suicide bombers today. I have never heard that happen. Such a quick turnaround in my life.
No.
You know, and I think you're going to find out in the long run this was planned. He probably hit an easy target. And there's no way. After
it's
he
called,
gave
a,
tar-
it's called a target of opportunity.
Yeah. And I just don't think the opportunity was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Joe Biden that said, you know, he quoted himself during the campaign, and I said, well, I'll follow bin Laden to the gates of hell. Really? Because when it came time to killing him, he was against it.
That's right.
I just don't believe it. You can't believe anything that comes out of this man's mouth. But I am a believer. I do think patriotism, nationalism plays a part in all of this. And I can tell you this, if we don't have a right wing, we're not flying at all.
Right.
You know, Eugene Robinson, he's a liberal reporter, once said he always admired Republicans because they wear the flag and the patriotism on their shoulder. And that's something you don't see the left do.
Nope.
You know, we got the only leftist movement in the world, unlike other countries. The left United States, they hate America.
Yep.
And I find it odd that we, as a country, would do this. I don't know why anybody would trust us. Now, this is the second time that, you know, you throw your allies to the enemy and you make sense of it. You know, I find it odd. And every time you
well,
play it, it's
let me ask
feet of the Democrats.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, here's the question. If Donald Trump runs again and gets elected again, I think we would have instant credibility again in the world based on his record.
And I think the Democrats would be out of reasons to have hearings and impeachments and everything else. He would come into Washington riding a chariot like Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
If he runs in 20 and wins.
Yep.
And I think that's a distinct possibility.
Yep.
Because I think they've seen what Biden, you know, Biden was the nice, you know, Biden got elected. But there's a difference between being elected and governing.
Yeah.
And there's no governing here. Like I said last night, this is done by committee.
Yeah.
And you need a definite, decisive, bold leader. Biden's not it. Neither is Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Neither is anybody in that cabinet.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I got a question for Dan. Hey, Dan, you know, when we see what's happening with the Biden administration on so many different things, namely the border crisis, for example, inflationary things that are now taking over, and certainly what's happening in Afghanistan, and it's either ineptness or some could even float the idea that some of these things are actually policy goals of the Biden administration. As crazy as that sounds, sometimes we're left with, you know, maybe that's what they want to some degree. What do you think?
Oh, twofold on that. Yeah, I do think it's a policy goal. I do think Democrats want. Democrats like to see the United States wounded and howling. I also think there's an international component to this. I think both China and Russia own the Bidens. They know the dirt. You follow my, you know, you want, you, they always said, Trump was an agent of Russia. I can tell you right now, the Bidens do the bidding for Russia and China. They're not going to go out on a limb because they know the enemy has the dirt on them.
Look at Hunter. Look at all those pictures. Look at all that stuff that went on in Russia. The Russians know all about that.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, look, there was a video on a laptop, and the Democrats act like it doesn't even exist.
Right.
Oh, it's nothing. They overlook a lot of dirt, and they overlook a lot of national security problems with this kid.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe he's never had an overdose yet, as much stuff as he sucks, as much poison he sucks in that body. But, you know, it's something. It's frustrating knowing that you have to contend with this for a few more years, and we do have to contend with it. The only way we can slow it down, and that's all we can do is slow it down. You need a tsunami next year in the midterms. It's not going to stop anything, but it's going to slow it down.
It will end,
and hopefully Trump can come out.
It will end his. It will end his agenda. And with that, I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a great weekend, and. You get relatives in Alabama or somewhere down there near that storm?
Yeah, that's my mom and dad in Magnolia Springs, Alabama, just across the bay from Mobile.
Well, they might get some weather this coming up here Sunday night, Monday, so we'll see.
Yeah, I talked to them today. So, and then I got my relatives in Tampa too. So, listen, I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Dan. You take care. Okay, and Kyle, you know, the good thing about the Professor Emeritus, Dan, is the fact that when he talks, he's talking on experience that he's got that a lot of other people don't have, and that's what I like about it, because it's not just like you're sitting there and you're blowing a bunch of smoke.
No. Dan is, knows from what he speaks, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, something else, because I do want to talk about this right now. I got enough time to do it. Today we saw what principles look like, and I'm sure when the Marine Lieutenant Colonel Battalion Commander Stuart Scheller made his video, he anticipated that his days in command were numbered. But he did what more officers should do, and that was he called out his chain of command for their failure to keep faith with their troops. Now, he has been relieved of command, so he's lost his command, and I'm pretty sure they'll do with him what they did with that Space Force Lieutenant Commander. They'll give him an opportunity to retire and take a partial pension instead of a full pension for his 17 years.
Right, right. Well, but again, you know, if you just can't question anything Biden. That's just verboten, and you just can't do it. And unfortunately, and especially at a time like this, Captain, when I think most of the country, a vast majority of the country, is questioning what Joe Biden has brought about in Afghanistan. It's not President Trump's fault. He tried to peddle that whole thing again at his brief, question and answer day before yesterday, and he tried to do that again. But guess what? Nobody's buying it. In fact, it's so feeble and bad for them to continue to try to make it look like Trump made a deal with the Taliban and et cetera, et cetera. And they don't even realize how much the American people see through that.
And then Joe Biden made it sound like it was bad. Well, no one was shot at. No one was shot at because Trump made a deal of not to shoot at us. And no one was shot at. I mean, what the hell? That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. And then presumably, Captain, the deal that Joe Biden made with the Taliban to provide security for our American fighting
forces. That was horrible.
That's a horrible deal. And so suddenly, again, it's all about deflection. And this poor guy, he's deteriorating right in front of our eyes on these things. I can imagine, Captain, as being the president, that when this amount of badness is raining down upon you, it's got to be affecting him. I think we'll see, most unfortunately, some real bad effects of stress. I think we are seeing it when he can sort of barely sort of talk at the podium. I mean, this isn't strength.
Well, my guess is we're going to hear about him having a stroke here in the not-too-distant future. That's my guess, because I see all the signs. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio hours. And when we come back, we have a Edwards Notebook that we're going to play for you. So don't go anywhere. We'll do that right after this guy takes us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's national security team says more attacks could happen just one day after the bombing attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed 13 U.S. service members and dozens of others.
They are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she says this is the most dangerous point in the mission where the military is getting people and equipment back to the United States. The administration said U.S. forces had evacuated about 100,000 people from Afghanistan since August 14th. The Pentagon announced that three more U.S. military bases will temporarily house the Afghan refugees. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the attacks may continue, but it will not stop the U.S. from completing the evacuations. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Most versatile pistol accessory. Build your...
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And you know, it is time for the Ron Edwards Notebook. And we're going to play the Edwards Notebook right here, right now. So here we go.
Tis truly a sad day in our America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Don't be surprised if soon you see rusted streaks running down Lady Liberty's tear-stained cheeks. She, like many, is brokenhearted over the evil mission of those far-flung leftists throughout government, academia, corporate America, the entertainment industry, and even church denominations on their hell-inspired mission to wipe from our republic the very liberty that was the inspiration for the creation of that New York harbor lady whose shining torch welcomed generations of legal immigrants who came to these shores to become U.S. sovereign citizens. As of this day, far too many born in this exceptional nation are pretending to disdain past sins committed against others while literally seeking to enslave we the people and destroy the numerous good elements that made the United States of America the one-time envy of the world. But I believe we can turn today's sadness into the joy of victory if we seek providential guidance and push back the darkness. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, Don't forget to check out the Constitutional Grounds Coffee either by going to Ron Edwards' website, theronedwards.com, and you can utilize the code, the promo code, RE20. That's RE20, and save yourself 20% on your purchase of your coffee there. Constitutional Grounds, that's the coffee that you're going to want to put in your cup, and I've been sipping on a cup here for the last couple hours. As a matter of fact, it's cold right now, but it's still good. Still good. All right, well, let's go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger, we hear Sirhan Sirhan, the guy that killed Robert F. Kennedy, is about to be released from jail?
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, we'll never know what might have been because Sirhan Sirhan assassinated a U.S. presidential candidate and, of course, Senator Robert Kennedy back in 1968 in Los Angeles. Sirhan Sirhan is now 77 years old. He's been denied parole some 15 times. But right now, Captain, a California review board just on Friday has now recommended that Sirhan Sirhan be paroled. Now, this is going to go to the governor, Governor Gavin Newsom, and he has 30 days to reverse the board's action. If he doesn't take any action, then that means that Sirhan Sirhan would be scheduled for release. Of course, in about 17 days' time, we have the California recall, so we'll see what governor takes what action at some point. That's still maybe a question mark. But in all seriousness, no laughing matter, a lot of people right now, Captain, are very, very upset that Sirhan Sirhan could come out of prison. And by the way, Gascon, the L.A. County District Attorney, who's also facing a recall, he didn't even bother to send anybody to the parole hearing, Captain. That's how bad it's getting.
Wonderful.
In California.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Yep.
All right. Well, you know, and before we go, well, we did have a caller. Okay. Well, caller, call back if you want to get on. So not only did the Pentagon admit that they'd left dangerous terrorists behind who have now organized and attacked us, but they also can't even get their story straight on what their relationship is with the Taliban. Now, we're talking about the ISIS-K group, which when they let them out of prison, it was the Taliban that let them out.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, again, you know, the old adage, the enemy of my enemy is my ally. I don't think the Taliban and ISIS-K have any particular problem with having total chaos ensue and attack American forces. Somehow, Captain, the ISIS-K suicide bomber and the others who opened fire just prior to that, they made it through the so-called Taliban checkpoints, evidently. So how do they do that? The whole thing is bad. And ISIS-K and the Taliban, maybe two different sides of the same coin.
Well, why were the Taliban even providing security for any of us? Why? You can't trust them.
No, you can't trust them. And I think, Captain, when people hear that, you know, our perimeter is the actual border of the airport, you know, the fence and this kind of thing, but we should have had a perimeter that was farther out from the airport. You know, we should have had some idea about how fast Kabul was going to fall. All these things just cascaded, and we were just caught unawares because of what President Biden decided to do and wouldn't listen. I think, Captain, if we got into a real audit of this, a real investigation, it would make our skin crawl because of how many bad decisions were made. And evidently, it's all about Biden.
Yeah. Well, consumer prices last month were up 4.2% compared to a year ago. That's the first time year over year inflation topped 4% since January and February of 1991. Now, core prices, which strip out the volatile food and energy costs, were also up 3.6%. That was a 30-year high. And to that, I say, is nobody not paying attention to gasoline when it continues to go up by 25%, 30%, 35%?
Well, exactly. But of course, we're told again by Biden, it's gonna even out. It's gonna tamp down. It's gonna go away. You know, people don't believe this stuff because they see it with their own eyes. And it's gas prices, and of course that translates into delivery to stores by trucks, because everything you buy at the store comes in on a truck, and people see exactly how expensive food is at the store. It's unbelievable how they think we don't notice.
Wait, you mean electric cars don't deliver everything?
That's very true. They don't.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a look here at the oil prices since you brought up everything comes in that way. Crude oil is up to $68.74. That's West Texas crude. Brent crude is up to $72.70. Futures of oil are up to $79 a barrel. That's gone up $4 since Monday. Okay, here we go. The national price of gasoline out there, without adding any tax to it, is back up to $2.27. It was $2.02. So that means that it's gone up 25 cents a gallon in a week's time. And diesel is back up to $2.11. That's without the tax.
Wow. Well, again, people are going to start making decisions about their money. And a lot of times that has a direct bearing or is derived primarily from how much it's costing them to go places and how much gas they have to put in their tank to do it. And so they'll make decisions. Oh, I won't go out and eat again this week. I'll stay home. And it has a domino effect. I'm not going to buy as much. I don't feel as well off as I did a month ago. So I change my behavior. And then consumer spending is 2/3 of the American economy. It's not something you really want to trifle with too much.
Now, Representative Ronny Jackson, who's the former White House physician turned congressman, has said that bad things are going to happen on the national security front. I happen to agree with him.
Well, yes, we're in grave danger. I'm not trying to be funny. I think that because of what we're seeing happen, we're seeing the total disconnect and collapse at the White House, basically. Captain, what was it, 6 hours before President Biden came out to make a strong, what he thought was a strong statement at that time,
right,
about the death of American servicemen? Honestly, 6 hours?
Uh-huh.
He couldn't come out immediately and say, this will not stand?
And there's four polls that are out there right now on his approval rating based on how he's been handling Afghanistan and some other things. And four different polls, the lowest number is 21%. There's another one at 25%. There's another one at 30%. And there's another one at 41%. Now, that's what I'm looking at.
Well, I think they have a word for that in the biz, right? That's called cratering.
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
And cratering is the understatement of the year because, and again, some of these are Democratic polls. These are not Republican polls.
Right, exactly. This is a cross-party line.
All right, here comes the music. So hold on. Folks, we're going to come back for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Take a look at the weather again. So don't go nowhere, no how, because we got more coming back your direction.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk. Come on now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There's that rascal again, that Mike Gallagher. I'm telling you, you just can't get rid of him. His studio, by the way, is about 25 feet around the corner away from where I'm sitting right here, right now, right here in Tampa, Florida. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Truck on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club. And here we go. We are going to, this is the number one all-time requested song on a Captain's America.
Drive.
goodness. I'm telling you what, Kyle. Every time I play that, it's great.
Oh, it is. No, it's
great.
Yeah, it goes back to 1989, a lot of miles, a perfect record, if you can call it that. That's really that good a song.
Okay. Well, let me read this. Ida is the big story right now because it's going to be a Cat 4 hurricane coming in, bearing in on New Orleans. That's a big city. It's pointed right straight at right now. But if you're in Louisiana, if you're in Mississippi, if you're in the western part of Alabama, you had better get yourself ready for this one. Now, the storm surge with this storm right now, the storm surge, never mind anything else, is forecast to be 10 to 15 feet high. There isn't anything outside of where the floodgates are in New Orleans that can take that kind of water without massive flooding. You know it and I know it, right, Kyle?
Exactly.
And that includes Slidell.
Yep.
Because this water is going to go right up there where it always goes all the time in the back end of Lake Pontchartrain, and here we go. So, the winds, 140 miles an hour approaching New Orleans. By the time it gets there, it looks like it'll be down to 125, but that's a Cat 3. That's exactly what happened when they had Katrina, and this is the anniversary of the weekend when Katrina hit New Orleans. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to go out west real briefly here. We do have excessive heat warnings to tell you about. This is going to be in the southern Arizona area, over into the western, going west, rather, into southern California. Phoenix looks like it's actually right now reading 94 degrees, but on Saturday and Sunday, this weekend, 110 to 112. It's going to be very, very hot. It's also going to be hot in Las Vegas, Nevada, as well. They're looking at 108 and 109. And also in Southern California, the Palm Springs area, also looking at 111 degrees forecast. So if you're coming across I-10 or coming across I-8, you better be ready for some excessive heat and check your radiator for sure so that you don't get caught in that kind of heat. Air quality alerts and fire weather warnings in southern Wyoming, also through Denver and Fort Collins, as well as you come down the I-25 corridor. Northern California fire weather warnings, of course, air quality alerts from the wildfires burning in Oregon, also in Northern California, southwest of Lake Tahoe.
Wowzer. Well, folks, there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge inundation starting Sunday along the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi within the storm surge warning area. Extremely life-threatening inundation of 10 to 15 feet above ground water. And if it's coming in on high tide, add another 3 feet or so to it. Now, I'll tell you what. It's possible within the area from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the mouth of the Mississippi River, it's going to get really, really, really bad. Now, interest throughout the warning area should follow any advice given by local officials. And if they're telling you to leave, leave. Now, Ida is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane when it reaches the coast of Louisiana. Hurricane-force winds are expected Sunday in portions of the hurricane warning area along the Louisiana coast, including metropolitan New Orleans, where you could see winds anywhere from 125 to 140 miles an hour in New Orleans. Now, potentially catastrophic wind damage is possible where the core of Ida moves on shore. Actions to protect life and property should be rushed to completion in the warning area, and you need to get out of Dodge. If you're in an area that can't take much water, and we're talking a surge of 10 to 15 feet, you need to leave. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. She's got an article she wrote about. We'll tell you all about that after we come back from the news. But right now, I guess we got to have a little chat about this nonsense where they took a pot shot at somebody with a drone. They didn't get much of anybody at all. And the person they got, they're not even sure they got him because they don't know if they got the guy they said they did.
Well, allegedly this cat was a planner, and then they got his driver. So he was in a vehicle, and this was in the Nangarhar province, which, by the way, borders Pakistan. Now, why would it be in the Nangarhar province? Well, It is because that is where the hub of Islamic State was operating in Afghanistan.
Yep.
So if we go back to 2017, remember Trump dropped a MOAB, otherwise known as a GB-43B. It's a 21,000-pound guided munition. And why did he do that? Because of Islamic State's hub there. And he took out, he really devastated them there. He took out about, there was some 60 to 90 Islamic State operatives that were there. So since then, they kind of scattered, but they kind of remobilized in that same province, which is otherwise known as the area of Jalalabad. So I guess the question then becomes, if we had this information that we had these elevated threat warnings about Islamic State or Islamic State K, I-S-K, P, Islamic State Khorasan province, then why did we not take this cat out before we had, you know, so many of our Marines killed? I guess that is a $64,000 question. I believe this is really just a gesture. We don't know what the association was of this planner to what happened in the suicide bombing in Kabul, but this is where we are.
Do we know whether or not we actually got the guy? Because, again, the news can't confirm it.
Well, they are kind of confirming it, but we generally do forensics, and here we can't.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We're going to talk about her article she wrote when we come back. And don't go anywhere, because we got plenty more to talk about here on the program. This is Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.